Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, quick question. How is your social battery doing right now? I'll be honest, mine is a bit on the low side. Maybe it's not setting enough boundaries or just a typical slowdown after our super hectic work schedule. It's so easy to overlook our social needs or overextend ourselves, isn't it? What's your ideal balance of socializing? And how do you recharge? Whether you find energy in crowds or need more time to yourself, understanding your social needs is crucial. I remember a time when I struggled to balance my social engagement with my personal downtime. Y'all know us, we're always outside. So what really helped me was learning to recognize my limits and prioritizing my well-being. I've heard plenty of my peers champion therapy as a great tool for gaining this kind of insight. It's not just for big life issues. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life by equipping you with the skills to manage your social energy effectively. So if you're considering therapy, why not check out BetterHelp? It's an entirely online service, making it incredibly convenient and adaptable to your lifestyle. Just start with a quick questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. And if you feel the need to switch therapists for any reason, you can do so at any time without any extra cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait, don't hesitate, head over there now.
I want to ask you about the music. So for people that might not have been familiar with your rap, what would you classify your music as? Is it economic based? Are you talking about money? Is it socially conscious? Is it street rap? Like, what are you rapping about?
Yeah, great question. It's God honest truth. Shout out to my dog Dante. I had a meeting with Warner, like the big, you know, label Warner, and we in the label, and you know, we playing songs and shit. He rocking. He like, bro, it would sound like if Gucci was educated. Right, not saying Gucci ain't educated. I don't like the way that came off. But it sounded, he was like, yo, this is an educated Gucci. And so I look at it as, you know, rap is the most braggadocious genre of music, right? We talk about how many girls we got, how many foreigns we drive, how much money we got, et cetera. And so my music, I am using that as another avenue to continue to educate, right? It's like, if I'm talking about, you know, $1 million deal, just read that prospectus, put my niggas on, you gonna have to respect this. Looking at commercial units out in Texas. Like, if I'm talking about shit and they, nigga, what the fuck is a prospectus, gang? Like, you know what I mean? And so the idea is talk about the shit we doing where it ain't no cap in it, but more importantly, opening it up to saying like, yo, I get what he talking about, right? Like, so from the beginning of time, that's why I went by the Wall Street Rapper. I'm talking about on the Dow buying call spreads for some tall bread. On the prowl for a tall chick with some good, you know what I mean? Yeah, I was bleep that out. That was my brother said that, I think. But the idea is like, it's like we making this Wall Street stuff more relatable, right? And so, you know, the music is something that I love doing. I've been making it for a while, and but it's like what you talking about, like what's gonna separate you?
So
and
it's based in financial literacy.
Yeah, real yeah. Bad. Yeah, but like, but it's fun though. Like, but so what I'll say about the music game is like, I'll never be a starving artist, right? I'm working on Wall Street while I'm making music, right? I'll never, you know what I mean? And so, but the greatest thing was like learning how to make money from music. I learned how to make money from music off syncs and licensing. So what that is getting your songs placed in TV shows, movies, video games. To date, my greatest placement was I got a song called A Dub. I'm talking some Wall Street shit. It's on NBA 2K. So that shit's spinning. I'm talking about people all over the world hitting me. Yo, NBA 2K bought me here. NBA 2K bought me here. But the spins on it, crazy. So I'm getting a check off that. But then I'm on Showtime. I'm on The Shy. I'm on HBO. I'm on Southside. I'm on Netflix. I'm on Outer Banks. I'm on BET. Several shows on BET. Shout out. I didn't hit BET over the head, right? I'm on Sisters. I was on a gang of stuff on BET. I used to have it written down. But the idea is like, bro, when you make an upbeat rhythm, you finding the correct frequency, right? Like music is science, G. And if you know how to hit that frequency, upbeat, like most scenes, right? Anytime you're watching a movie or hear a commercial and you hear music, they paid that artist to use their songs. And generally, they not gonna pay Kanye because he gonna have a stupid bag. I need $1 million to use this. They'll pay smaller artists, right, in order to license their music. And so that's a niche that I love. I literally just got an email probably 3-4 weeks ago, like, yo, and the best part, bro, it's like you build a library of music. And sometimes you don't even got to put it out. It's throwaways. But what you do is you have like the name of the game there is, and I've done this before, you get on LinkedIn and you just Google, not Google. You go on LinkedIn, everything. And when you think of search, like that's Google. You go on LinkedIn and you search music supervisor. And music supervisors are the people that take a scene of a movie or a video game or a commercial. And they say, okay, what's the mood of this scene? This is the type of music I want. So then they reach out to what I would call music brokers, right? They're music programmers, etc., right? And they have like an inventory of cribs, right? If you're a real estate broker, they got an inventory of songs. And then they're reading and they're saying, okay, what's this? Okay, so we need an upbeat song that's talking about women empowerment. We need a dance record because they in the club, right? Boom. And so Shorty's able to, shout out Melissa, you the GOAT. She's able to take my music and pitch it and say, yo, this, that, right? Where you, I remember, man, she hit me with a...
Who's Melissa?
She runs the company, one of the companies that I use that goes out and pitch my music. Mm-hmm. So like, literally she emailed me 3-4 weeks ago, like, yo.
She's like an agent.
Effectively, right? And she's taking my music and she's pitching it and saying, yo, they want this type of song. Do you approve of it? Yeah, right? Like, I remember I had a song. And like, the thing is, this song ain't never out. It's not out. I made it probably 3-4 years ago. I don't even remember it. Like, when she asked me, like, yo, what's the song? And I talked to the producer, like, bro, you cool with this? He was like, bro, send me the song. I don't even know what it is. He like, oh, that shit hard, bro. We might got to put it out now. Like, in my mind, I'm going to have to put it out because you'll get organic plays from it. So you're going to get even more money. So you're going to get the money on the licensing side. But then, right, how many times have you been watching a TV show? Like, yo, what's that? Shazam. Yeah, that's the name. Shazam, what song is this? Yeah. Right? And then that's how you get even plays. So you're getting on the front end and the back end.
How profitable is it? Like, even for like a 2K, like when you get paid to do it first to license it, but obviously people pay it through inside the game, and then maybe people go find it on a streaming platform. How profitable is it? Is it like we're gonna give you $10,000 for the song. How's that work?
Yeah, every show has a different budget. Every movie has a different music budget. Where I think Showtime, they can offer you a little bigger bag, like 10. Commercials and movies is the biggest. Mm. I ain't got there yet. I took a little hiatus because I just got two babies, two under two. So it's been super real in the crib, but I'm getting back down, right? But I remember when Melissa hit me one time, she's like, yo, I'm so sorry, I'm coming at you late, but I got a commercial, they paying 100 racks. Mm. It was for Google. Bro, me and my dog Finny, shout out my brother Finny, we went in and knocked out like 2-3 songs in 40 minutes, sent it to her. She like, oh, this is great. And the idea is knowing the type of frequency, knowing how not to cuss as much. Like, I don't have that much cursing in my music, right? Because you're going to need the clean version. They're going to need the MP3. They're going to need the high wave file, the instrumental and the clean version, right? But when you're doing that, it's all about just knowing the frequency, like having fun in the music. Some people, you know, like that dark, sad, you know, slit your wrist type music too, where that might get a good placement. But like the big placements is a feature film. Like I get one of them, it's up.
That's interesting because I never thought about that before, but I definitely, you know, you hear songs that you never heard of, like in these TV shows, stuff like that. It's like background music.
Yeah.
And for like a couple seconds, you know, when you think about it. But like definitely a lot of songs. I mean, of course you hear like some big name artists, but a lot of times you hear, it's been like Power and stuff like that. You'll just hear random stuff.
Yeah.
That you've never heard before ever.
So all those artists probably got paid, I would say anywhere from $5,000 to $15,000. But the game is getting multiple placements. There's a young, I noticed one girl who just be knocking out CW placements. She getting like 5 a month. And it's like, I doubt she gonna, you know, disclose her source. Yeah. Because when you're looking at it, if CW is looking for this song, then they go to me and her, and my stuff might be better. She ain't gonna disclose it. But the idea is you start out music supervisor.
Yeah.
I want to slap myself right now because I found the music supervisor for all of Activision Blizzard. So that's all their stuff, right? I went to this thing called SyncCon with me and my producer, shout out Jay Mix. We went out there and we was just networking like crazy, like NFL. Somebody was there from there. Like, because everybody has music to take any scene of a movie to the next level. Right, like anytime you turn on TV, you're gonna hear music. Like that is where we are, right? Whether it's just some normal classical music, hip hop, the number one genre right now, right? EDM, club scene, whatever. Like those DJs are getting paid. And the reality is, if you're signed, it's harder to get the clearance, and they're gonna charge you more. So you know, big pub deals, etc. And so certain people, they rather go after smaller artists. And so if you're a small artist, bro, find you. LinkedIn, music supervisor, Google music supervisor companies, right? Google sync and licensing companies. And that's how you really take your music to the next level, where you come from being a starving artist. Because right now, I'll just knock out a song and I'll just send it to her. I won't even get it mixed and mastered. If I'm like, yo, you rock this? All right, for sure, I'll make the investment to get it mixed and mastered. Because the same way the studio in the crib here, I'm recording in the crib, right? Like, when I first started making music, bro, it's all about having, like you say, no overhead. Right? Like, cause the studio sessions might be $75 to $125 an hour. Ma's going there about four hour session. They bring a lot of friends with them. They smoking, drinking. You look up, you only knocked out one song. I'm at the crib, I'm knocking out songs quick. And the idea is, right, had a great producers and you telling them, I need this to be sample free. That's the only way your music could go in. If it's a sample in it, if they sampling anything, any voice, anything, and it's not like, what's it called? Public domain, which means that you had it, it's been out for over, I think, 100 years or whatever it is, then you can't use it. So, like, my music supervisor, she called me, she say, yo, is this sample free? I'm like, absolutely. You know, I don't send you nothing with it. She like, all right, let's go. I got somebody that want it. And, like, that's, I mean, I had a run where I was just going crazy before the pandemic. And then I had two pandemic babies and I was just slowing down. But I'm back down. We got a new song out called Money Gang. It's hard.
C Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.